Thousands of people are planning to travel to the Path of Totality for Monday's eclipse. That's the roughly 70-mile-wide path that the moon's shadow will cast on the U.S. when it passes between the Earth and the Sun. WRVO's Payne Horning spoke with the director of SUNY Oswego's planetarium for a preview of what to expect inside the Path of Totality.
The sun will only be completely blocked out for a few minutes Monday, but many are willing to drive long distances to see it from the Path of Totality. And SUNY Oswego professor Scott Roby says it will be worth the drive.
It's not fireworks, but it's very peculiar. It's very rare to see the sun turn black and then have this ring of light around.
The umbra or shadow of the moon will travel from the Pacific Northwest to the southeast, encasing spectators in what Roby describes as early dawn or late dusk darkness.
So it's not quite nighttime, but we'll get dark enough that a few stars and maybe a couple of planets will show up in the sky. So it'll feel like a dark storm passing overhead.
Roby says it's probably too late for central New Yorkers who are planning a last-minute drive to the path because solar eclipse glasses and hotels are hard to find now. But in 7 years, that Path of Totality will return, and this time it will cover parts of upstate New York. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.
Now, around central and northern New York, while we won't see the full eclipse on Monday, about 70% of the sun will be covered during the peak, which is a little after 2:30 on Monday afternoon.